Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We are here talking Love After Lockup. We just wrapped our interview with Deontay.
Oh my which god, it happened, everyone.
Shortly. Man, it was all over the place, but it was a good time. Got some good tidbits.
Poor thing. He's very sweet.
Well intentioned. Oh, bit of a lost guy. Soul.
He needs to be Britney Spearsified. Someone needs to be in charge of his finances. His mom needs to take over the books.
The conservative. Spearsified, that's terrible.
Or Britney Spears. Free Britney. She better fucking 10 years of her life just ripped from her.
It's disgusting that can happen to an adult, a competent adult who's out there performing like a show pony. It's disgusting.
I really hope it changes all the rules and she'll have the rest of her life. I'm so happy she's made it this far.
Me too. She just got to get out. All right, let's start with our man Deontay and Nicole. Man, I loved him rolling up on her. Oh, this is why you won't give me pussy?
He was pissed. And at that moment, I didn't think it was staged.
No. I don't think it was staged either because he was genuinely like, and the way he was yelling, you're like, bet, I'm going to deactivate that phone. Bet. I loved that. I thought it was hilarious. Like, he really lost it. I think he riled himself up into a state of like, he was over it.
Because he's genuine. She's so. Does not give a fuck about him. It's so sick
watching her mom beg to try to see humanity in her and knowing that it wasn't there is sad. Like, imagine knowing your kid is just a piece of shit. And her mom is sitting there like she just doesn't understand what it really is like to care about people. It's like, my god, imagine saying that about your kid.
And to introspect yourself, if that's the right word, that you raised her that way.
It's crazy.
She doesn't give a fuck about anyone but herself.
No, at all.
And you just met his mother. What the fuck is wrong with you? I loved that.
I mean,
never had a real mother.
The mom was just not in disappointed. That's that like disappointment where you're like, oh,
disgusted with it, her own kid. I love.
Like, what's wrong with you? Right after you met his mom.
She's right, and I love how they put stepmom.
I love the two of them, man. What a pair!
They
of
look like
of
twins.
They do. I love it. They're like those couples that start to look like each other.
At first, I didn't know if that. I thought that was her at first. Somehow, I actually watched late last night. Then I had to rewatch because I fell asleep. Nothing against the show, but it was just late, and I was like, I woke up and it was the stepmom yelling. I thought it was the mom, and it's funny how they look so alike.
Oh yeah. And then her and Nicole's reaction when he flipped out, which we talked to him about. You guys would be shocked how obsessed he is with her reaction because he didn't see it.
That was bad. He's calling her right now.
He is, I feel like. But when he's like, about time, it's about time she acts. Or when she's like, it's about time he showed me that. Like, I really wanted to. It's like, oh, my God, you're
psychotic. That turned me on. She's sick. While she's throwing all the stuff in the trash, right in the trash.
In the trash.
Right in the garbage.
She's like me moving right now, just throwing shit. I don't even care.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Zach is going to end up dead because if somebody was screaming like that, I'd be like, get in the car. We're out of here. You don't know if someone's going to rip you out of the car. And he seemed like he could give a fucking shit.
He might have been high or something. Like, and then his vibe out, was like, yeah, he didn't even care.
He did all. Look, and then he's out there doing the
2 a.m.
The confessional. I love how Love After Lockup. That's what Bravo needs to bring back, is the on the street confessionals.
I love it. It's the best.
It's needed 100%.
You get the real scene.
Zach looks like a little Abercrombie model. It's like, what are you doing with this trash bucket, Nicole?
I know. God. She's a manipulator. For sure.
She's sick. That was great. So the internet was wrong that Zach is somebody different than Tia. Well, they weren't just blended together. Like,
oh, the internet was wrong. Color me shocked.
God, I know, right? The Pezzes are freaking, you can't do that. I think we would have all known that.
Okay, anything else?
When he was
two?
Slamming into the steering wheel, I mean, he was genuinely upset. I felt bad for him.
He was losing it, like 100%. I did feel bad for him.
Did Zach say no pussy is worth that?
Did he?
I have it written down, Zach. No. Oh, no. I have it. I wrote that down.
Oh.
I have Zach. No pussy is worth that. Like, get me the fuck out of here. I don't need to be involved
and
in
also,
this Jerry
like,
Springer
she had,
snap shit.
Right. And she had no problem sleeping with Zach first night.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all. What happened to your intimacy complaint? She's the worst.
And there's no guilt that he's upset and she goes and screws him.
Zero.
She's sick.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, I have no problem with women driving the ship, but she is a real sicko.
Yeah. She's terrible. She's a terrible person. She's a user. 100%.
She would steal from her mother. Mm-hmm. She would.
No doubt. She would steal a fridge like Ronald. She's that type of vibe.
Yeah. She's really a sick individual. She's one of the worst people we've ever met on Love After Lockup.
She is. She's definitely a contender. All right, let's talk Stan and Lisa.
She should go to jail for shoplifting. The happy couple.
The happy couple. A, she looks adorable with glasses on. Love it.
She is cute.
And B, other than the top part of her hair looked better, I think. Or am I getting used to it? It needs to be straight.
No. It looked better.
It looked better.
The straighter
it was. She needs a headband or something like
that.
She needs something, but it's
getting there. She needs to be like... That rock star, God, I can't think of his name, who had the brain tumor.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Who was Rock of Love?
Oh, Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
That's what she needs.
She needs to Brett Michaels it up.
You know what I loved is that she saved her stimulus checks.
I
was like,
see?
You
that's
know
a change prisoner.
Yes. Shout out to you, Lisa, saving your little stimulus money. Better than most of Americans not in jail.
I'm happy that America's sending them to stimulus, sending prisoners.
I didn't realize
checks.
They got the stimulus. So
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And was it going to a little bank account for them? I'm shocked.
It's great. When she said
I'm
that, I was like, good
shocked.
For you. Get out of that hotel. Listen.
So she must be filing taxes.
I think what Lisa's trying to do, which I think is smart, she's trying to establish herself as the dominant person in this relationship through sexual manipulation in the basement in the straitjacket. I say if it works for you, go for it. Knock that boy into line. That boy, that old man.
Oh,
line,
she's gonna
get your money.
Blind him with vagina.
I think
and
so.
Get her money.
Yeah. Which
it's great.
I'm cool with. I'm fully on
it
board.
It doesn't seem like she has to have sex with him. Seems like he just wants things done to him.
Yes.
And the that's
way
the prostitution route I'm ready to do.
Right. The way she gleefully was like, she was like, I want to go down the basement. He's like, oh, all righty. Like he just had a bounce in his step. Like he could
his Freddy
wait.
Cougar sweater.
Right. So I buy it. I really think that's
and they're
the
not
way
drunk.
No,
they're doing that shit sober. It seemed like
it's crazy.
And that straitjacket is creepy as all get out, man.
I don't trust anyone enough to put me in that. Never.
I just did a notary for a guy who was like probably in his 50s. His hair was going gray and his house looked like an IKEA. It was perfectly clean. And just his personality was really weird. The way he spoke to me was like either a murderer or an accountant, like a real strict accountant type guy. And he's unmarried. I don't know if he's gay or straight or whatnot, but if I were to go, I was telling Tyler, if I were to go back to his house after the bar with him, his house is so quiet. There's no pets. There's a certain thing about being a certain age. You don't have a dog or a cat and you're living in a house that's silent that becomes creepy.
Never
and Tyler's like,
that.
He's got something in the basement. That's why it's not silent. There's something living in there. And I said, yeah. And that's Tyler and I's conversations. But it was creepy. He wasn't going to kill me. I guess I feel okay being a notary. Sometimes I can't be creeped out. At least people would know where I am. But it's a real setup situation and can't really get out of the murder.
Right. That's true. There's documentation.
Yeah, but something odd about it. Stan, mm-hmm. It gave me Stan vibes.
Mm. Man, I wish we could have seen that. Well, do I want to see them in the basement? I guess not.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. I want to see what is going on. Do you think, sorry to get graphic here, everybody. Do you think that she's sucking him off in the straitjacket? Or giving him a hand job, or do you think she's shoving things up his ass?
Oh, I was imagining whipping and like.
Oh, okay. You think that's it?
Maybe, and like tightening the straitjacket and being like, "What are you gonna do?" I was imagining more control. And then she chokes him. Sexual. I don't know.
There's got to be something with his penis involved.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Maybe there's a straitjacket.
I need to see that. I need to see that. I need to.
I never want.
Now that's the type of porn I'm watching. No, I'm just joking. But Lacey and. What's her face's porn? It does nothing for me.
Zero.
Porn altogether. I mean,
I'm kind of.
There were days back in the day, I guess I'd watch porn with a boyfriend, but. What about her cooking the food and saying that people are poisoning each other in prison?
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious that she doesn't mess with the food. That's true. It happens.
Him working out at the beginning, though, on the trampoline, pumping iron, and then like the humping machine was hilarious.
It was great. I love him getting his burn in. I also liked Jeff working out with the one cement block.
Oh my God. Watch out, Suzanne.
And I work outside and I work out again.
That was hilarious. Oh,
that's good.
That's murdered shit right there.
Right. All right. Let's talk Rachel and Doug. Ugh. Rachel, what a woman. She's really trying with him. Yeah, we got to tell her we appreciate her.
She's too good for everybody on this planet.
The way she was talking to him was so calm and reasonable and healthy and trying to get him to understand. I mean, when she said, like, you're going to ruin him, you're going to break him permanently, you have to break the cycle. Like, everything she was saying, it's like, Doug is too dumb to get that this is real, right? But, like, she was speaking truth.
You could see in her eyes she's fallen out of love with him.
Is that what it is?
I feel like she's really worried. Mm, like the first couple episodes, she was like, but now she's really, when little Doug was like, this isn't how I expected it to go. And she said, me too, buddy, or something. I really hope Doug is with her. I don't think he is because he's not legally
right.
But that would be the best place for him. And I feel like Rachel has such a big heart. She would take him in.
Yeah. When he said like, I don't want to talk to Rachel. Or, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Rachel. Like you can tell he's developed like a bond.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She gives him some good stability and he has a chance of a decent life with her, I think. And that's the only shot he's got.
Absolutely. That's
He's better off with nobody and her just taking him to visit the family, visit the zoo.
Yeah. And when he's like, I mean, just the scene with the family is like, it tells you everything you need to know about, like what the hell is going on there. He's been in prison for years. They get out, they're yelling at each other. I give you 6 days. You'll be back in prison. Take a drug test, bitch. And then they're driving off on the Harley. Doug. I mean, and then the dad's like, give him a chance. Like a fucking mess. Oh,
I crack up when Doug Jr., the dad, you know, Doug, I don't know which one it would be.
Right.
Doug, the one that was in jail, the star, when he's like, she's not mean to him. They keep cutting back to like, she's got high expectations. Like he's nuts.
Totally.
Rachel's not. I mean, not that they're shouldn't say that, but she's a different type. She deserves way better than this lunatic.
Yes, absolutely. This is all a disaster. I love when he's like, my tether's out. I'm in this fucking Brady Bunch neighborhood. Like he considers her way of life is so foreign to him that it's like a novelty. You know what I mean? They're just from two different planets entirely.
Right. There's no taking it out of him. But little Dougie has a chance. And it's only with Rachel and her mom.
Yeah.
Rachel is honestly, I just freaking love her. I want to cry. I just feel bad for her. I'm glad that she's done with him, but I just poor little Dougie crying in the back seat. She's the only person that can help him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He's on to the next trash bucket woman.
Rachel is also, he says he cares about Doug more than anything, but it's super evident that like he doesn't know what that means.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He might care, you're right, but he doesn't, he'll never know how to properly take care of him.
Right.
And then he thinks that, you know, kids should just be freaking screamed at and they should just take it. And that's the cycle he was in. And he's never planning on breaking it.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
I don't think you were loved either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Dad just is loving you because he's almost dead.
And Doug being like, you know, when an adult talks, you listen. That's how I grew up. It's like, obviously it's not because you didn't listen to any adults. You were in prison at 15. What are you talking about?
Like, you outpsyched. I outpsyched the psych. Right. Then I outpsyched her boss. Then they gave me Ritalin and I didn't take it. It's like, fuck.
Ridiculous.
You know, I don't agree. I'm sure that there are kids that need to be on that medicine, but I see what it does to adults who take it for weight loss. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine kids on it, but I don't know what the alternative is, but
right.
It does seem intense.
Yeah, it does.
But then what are you supposed to do? Run them around a track like a hamster to get their energy out? I mean, I don't know.
Right. It's hard.
It's sad. Doug just wanted his parents to spend time with him. That is a lot of the time. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. I spend too much time with my kids. They're like, see you the fuck later. They've never cried when I've left before. They had dropped them off at my mom's. They're like, when are you leaving? We want you to go. We want you to leave. Are you dropping us off and leaving? Don't come back until it's nighttime to get us. Jesus Christ.
God, I can't wait for that.
Sleep in your own fucking bed then, bitch.
Yeah, buy your own food. All right, Brittany and Ray. I love grandma.
Oh, she's great.
Okay, what do you think she does for a profession?
Brittany?
No, the grandma. Like, she drives this pickup. She rolls up. She's super in shape. I feel like she,
I think she's
owns
just
a farm or something.
Could be. I feel like she's got to be retired, right? Or
maybe. She seems like
maybe she's doing something.
Yeah.
She's definitely doing something. She's so sharp and got a lot of wits.
I love her walking
still.
In with the shirts. I saw you picked up a little weight, so I brought you some new shirts.
Has she given him some fried chicken?
Oh, God.
Brittany needs to let grandma see him as much as she wants. Let grandma
I don't like that kind
Shut
of
up,
shit
Brittany.
At all. It's very annoying. I understand you guys haven't spent a lot of time together. He just got out of prison. That's his grandmother.
Yeah.
How many more years? Well, she probably has 40 more years. But in general, your grandparents are precious things in your life. Let him or his family, period. He's been locked up. What are you doing? I didn't like that at all.
Especially he lost his mom. That's the closest thing to a mom he has. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, I don't either. I loved grandma. Like, if you're not respected here, you call me and we'll work it out. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love him. I love her so much. She makes their scenes. Without her, they're nothing.
Nothing.
I know he's not a baby, but he's
Ray
my baby.
Ray is a nice person. No personality. None.
Poor Ray's got to find himself. He needs to get the fuck away from Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany's nice and all, but
he needs
to live
at
home,
I think. I agree.
His taxi light's not on, as Miranda would say.
No, it's definitely not on.
And so they had sex?
I think they did. Yeah. They woke up the next. Yeah. And she was like, and then the next morning, she's like, we could have been in bed all day.
Oh, God. It's
like, come on. He's already trapped in your house. Isn't that enough? What more do you want?
Seriously. It's just weird. I like Brittany, but I don't like Brittany.
Right. All right.
She was nice to us and all, but we can't talk to people.
And I was totally wrong, which is Josh and Courtney.
I'm going to push Josh off of the Golden Gate.
Loved him making his top ramen and she's in the other room. Wanna fuck? He's like, not right now.
Can he get hard?
Oh, God.
What's his deal? Why doesn't he want to have sex?
I don't know. You know,
I'm
I guess
30 years
old.
I can't get a hard on anymore.
I thought it was weird that then she went from the sex conversation to that he's talking to people in jail all the time, which made me think like maybe he has some relationships in prison he's more interested in continuing than we
think. Good connection there.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I could be right.
I feel bad for her.
I do too.
Get divorced, honey, and go get a job at a different jail.
Yeah, I don't like to see. Well, she can never work in another jail.
Yeah, that's true.
She has something on her record.
Go be a librarian somewhere.
Did he call her bro, I think, at one point? I think he was like, now you know what we're doing, bro. It's like, don't call her bro. Like, there's something. Something
Tyler will call me weird. Dude. I'm like, oh, I guess we're never having sex again.
I don't think
I felt bad for her.
Me too.
It's over.
She's crying. Yeah, it's not good.
And he's leaving. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be leaving. He's really got demons.
Yep.
His eyes are getting more and more possessed as the weeks go on.
Yep. It's not going in the right direction at
How
all.
How could he be so nice and like pickle loving at the beginning? How could it change like this?
I know. I kept thinking like, because that house also looks way worse than it initially did. Like the dogs have eaten up the side of, I don't know if anyone saw this, but it's like the doors coming off the hinges. I just think of them having their nice little dinner there all in love. It's like, what happened? Man, shit can change fast as hell.
It's too bad because she's a sweetheart. I feel like, and she's just going to keep getting used and abused by men.
Yep. Absolutely.
Until she needs to find a Deontay.
Oh god, Deontay. He would have talked to us all night. We could have been there till midnight.
Jeez. Could have got some money out of him.
Right.
He was about ready to take the checkbook out.
He did say we were beautiful at the end.
Poor thing. All
right, guys. Guess what?
Jeff and Issa, real fast. Is there anything between
Jeff and
them?
Issa.
I guess the only thing was that he says he has an 18-year-old son. And he's setting up the friend for gossip.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a scene where he had a full hearty laugh where I saw the scope of his teeth that was wild.
I die for the cinder block workout, though.
Oh, I loved that. I loved it. Just one cinder block, too. There wasn't even two. He just was switching it from arm to arm. I appreciate the dedication.
Imagine dropping that on your foot.
Oh, my God. I dropped some on my foot again the other day. I think my toenail might go black. It still hurts.
There's no pain like it.
No, it's really a terrible feeling.
You know, this is freaky, but for some reason, after my toenail fell off, I put it in my jewelry box. I have my toenail in there, and Jesus. I should throw it out, but that's gross.
What's happened to you? All of these
like,
shows are getting into your head.
I was like, I got to keep this thing.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
I actually found from Sterling's first haircut when I was moving the bag, and Dorian was like, God, that's fucking creepy. I'm like, no, I'm keeping it.
No, that's not creepy. Keeping a toenail is creepy.
Yeah, toenail's creepy for sure.
Oh, the hair is sweet. Yeah, no, you've got to keep their hair.
You know, hair, though, is gross the second it leaves the head. You know, it loses its appeal.
But the first haircut's sweet.
Yeah, I'll keep it.
You got to get a good lock and put it in a little plastic memorabilia.
This is in a Ziploc, so.
And hold on. Your son looks so cute after his haircut.
His little haircut, I know. He reminds me of my
dad. His curls will come back. Yeah. Yeah. I feel nervous that once I really get
his hair is curly.
Good haircut. It'll, his will be, he'll just look Amish like the rest of them.
Oh, God. The Amish. All right, guys.
No offense to the Amish.
We'll be back. Oh, they're lookers. Before you know it, we love you guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.